Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And, you know, Alan, you could face news that really is fluff in the morning.
Yeah.
That really aren't the substance that people need and want. But if you support WAMC, you can get those things every day.
Well, David, I know you mean it, and I thank you so much for everything that you do to keep us informed every morning. And I have to say, however, that now it's getting really serious. We have an incredible thing to announce today, which is that we have a generous donor, the Berkshire Bank, which says, we'll give you $10,000 if you can get halfway in the drive. $10,000 if you can get halfway in the drive. That's extraordinary. And we are very grateful to them, but it's a long way. We're going to have to make about $130,000 in the next week. And that means everybody has to do everything they can because, frankly, I don't want to lose that money. And anything that you can do, anything that you can put in out there and be part of this family, because that's what it is. You know very well, we all know very well, that unless everybody does something, we won't make it. So this is really a very dramatic moment. It's a very generous moment, but we have to rise to the occasion. Go to WAMC.org and do anything you can to help the whole community out.
Now to that substantive news of the day, Alan, and a major story in the Times this morning. Sheldon Silver, New York Assembly Speaker, faces arrest on corruption charges. Details of the specific charges to be brought against Mr. Silver were unclear Wednesday night, but one of the people with knowledge of the matter said they stemmed from payments that Mr. Silver received from a small law firm that specializes in seeking reductions of New York City real estate taxes. The total amount of the payments was unclear, but another person has said they were substantial and were made over several years.
David, you'll remember that Governor Cuomo killed his own Moreland Act Commission, which was looking into just this kind of thing. And this apparently comes out of all of that. Pete Bharara, the fighting U.S. attorney, was infuriated, took over the investigations. And this is one of the pieces of information that came out that Sheldon Silver did not show his sources of income, which he's supposed to do on his disclosure form. Let me say that there's a long distance between lip and cup. I know it's a mixed metaphor, but Joe Bruno, in his 80s now, is innocent after all of these years of leaks and everything else. So all I got to say is I wouldn't be waiting to hear the clank of the jail door closing.
From that major story to the major speech yesterday, Governor Andrew Cuomo delivered his State of the State address and provided the details of what could be one of the more contentious issues of this year's session, Alan, teacher evaluations and education in general, and also specifically charter schools.
Our old friend Fred LeBrun, very good, strong columnist for the Albany Times Union, has a sentence that I want to read to you on his war on teachers and education. This is not a war he's going to win. A recent Siena poll on the subject, which reflects other polls taken in New York and across the country, show unequivocally that the public trusts educators, teachers more than politicians when it comes to educating our children. One of the reasons that the New York State Constitution gives us a Board of Regents, which, by the way, in the end, is appointed by none other, or at least overseen by none other than Sheldon Silver, the man we've been talking about this morning. So it's not as if the Board of Regents is out of the political sphere. It's not. But the whole idea was to keep it away from people who would use it for their own political purposes.